For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. State and federal government's efforts to rein in violent crime in St. Louis are prompting Black leaders to question why police reform isn't part of the conversation. U.S. Attorney Jeff Jensen said yesterday that 50 Department of Homeland Security agents will be sent to St. Louis under Operation Legend, a federal anti-crime program to assist city police in high-crime areas. State senators, meanwhile, debated a crime bill proposed by Governor Mike Parson to address violence in St. Louis and other cities. Black lawmakers threatened a filibuster, criticizing Parson for prioritizing tough-on-crime policies instead of systemic racism and police brutality. The University of Missouri system will not require first-time undergraduate applicants to submit standardized testing scores for admission for the 2021-2022 school year. The Columbia Missourian reports that applications of those that do not submit a standardized testing score, like an ACT or an SAT, will not be penalized. This is according to a news release from the UM system. Applicants that will not submit a standardized testing score will be reviewed based on other factors, such as GPA, class rank, and letters of recommendation, among other factors. Admission requirements and review processes for applicants will not change for those that do submit ACT or SAT scores. The University of Missouri, Kansas City made ACT and SAT submission optional in January. The Boone County Commission has not distributed any of the $21.2 million in COVID-19 relief money it received in May, and many on the Columbia City Council are frustrated. The Columbia Missourian reports the money was allocated through the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. The federal government gave the money to the states, which then gave it to the county commissions to provide further funding. The Boone County Commission is continuing to hold the money until a software vendor creates an online portal to evaluate applications. Columbia will have a short amount of time to spend the money it receives, as Mayor Brian Treese says he believes the county will distribute the money at the end of September. The city's fiscal year begins October 1st. There is little federal or state guidance on how CARES Act money should be spent, other than that the money must be spent directly related to COVID-19 and must be spent by the end of the year. Columbia/Boone County Public Health is tightening rules for bars and restaurants in a new health order effective Monday. As of Monday, customers at bars and restaurants must be seated when not entering, leaving, or using restrooms, according to a news release from the health department. Customers must also wear masks when not seated. Restaurants and bars will still use social distancing rules between tables and limit groups of customers to 10 people at most. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.